When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. This spring, scientists discovered mystery signals from a star 11 light years away. In July, their findings surfaced. According to a report in Newsweek a couple of weeks ago, the signals consisted of a broadband, quasi-periodic, non-polarized pulses with very strong dispersion-like features. If that is as hard to understand as it is to say, here are my layman terms to hopefully enlighten. Quasi-periodicity behavior is a pattern of recurrence with a component of unpredictability that does not lend itself to precise measurement. And since polarized electromagnetic waves are composed of photons with only one type of spin, either right or left hand, then it would stand to reason that these pulses break tradition since they're non-polarized. As for the dispersion-like features, in short, it has to do with wavelength and frequency. Now, my guess is you are now no more informed than before we started dissecting this science project. But don't feel bad. You are among a throng of intellects that are just as stumped. The stargazers and studiers were reduced to describing the phenomenon as peculiar and a mystery. Perhaps there are things we will never fully comprehend within the context of our time and the confines of our minute abilities in the face of an all-powerful, omnipotent Creator. Pastor and founder of the Passion Movement, Louis Giglio, summarized well our insignificance and inability to contain all of the universe in a test tube. We are worshiping an unrivaled, uncontested God of all kind of might and power and glory and awe, Giglio said. There is none like him anywhere in all of creation. He adds, sin has a way of shrinking God down in our minds and puffing us up in our own estimation. Francis S. Collins, a physician and geneticist behind the Human Genome Project, is the director of the National Institutes of Health. He's also founder of the BioLogos Foundation, a group that fosters discussions about the intersection of Christianity and science. Believe it or not, in an article in March of 2015, the National Geographic printed Collins' question, "Are science and religion incompatible or compatible?" And his answer? He said, "I am privileged to be somebody who tries to understand nature using the tools of science, but it is also clear that there are some really important questions that science cannot really answer, such as, why is there something instead of nothing? Why are we here? In those domains, I have found that faith provides a better path to answers. I find it oddly anachronistic that in today's culture there seems to be a widespread presumption that scientific and spiritual views are incompatible." Collins merged the physical and spiritual worlds when he stated elsewhere, "By investigating God's majestic and awesome creation, science can actually be a means of worship." Well, long before Giglio or Collins, Christian philosopher Augustine austerely declared, "The very order, disposition, beauty, change, and motion of the world and of all visible things silently proclaim that it could only have been made by God." While diagnosing an erratic, strange signals from a star, I think any of these respected scientists and theologians who've studied both nature and the Creator would advise that we get to know not only the star, but the keeper of the stars, the one who made them. He's obviously still at work. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.